limited in the amount of people that are here this morning because Snowmageddon came last night. Wow. And if people listen to the news and look for an excuse, it's easy to find one. Amen. But anyway, I've been noticing that there's been a lack of people, but there's an increase in his presence. I've been enjoying the Lord's presence, and so I hope all of you have too, and the Lord has something for each one of us today. He doesn't leave us out. And the scripture I want to start off with this morning is a popular one that we can find in, let's see, what book is it in? Surprise us, Gerson. Oh, he did already. It's in Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 to 8. And trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And we've heard it so many times, but let's not lose what it's telling us. Amen. I can't trust on my own understanding. I have to lean on the Lord and acknowledge him in all my ways. And he promises us something if we're willing to do that. He promises to direct your path. That's a nice promise. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It'll bring health to your flesh and strength to your bones. There's another promise. Hallelujah. And I need health for my flesh and strength to my bones. And so if I'm not feeling too good, I'm going to turn to the Lord and say, Lord, I've turned away from evil. Amen. And I'm claiming this promise. And so we heard these words being spoken this week. Or last week as well, and we heard them from Hebrews 12:13, which said, and make straight paths for your feet, so what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather healed. And so I like the way this says it's better. Amen. Just turn from your evil ways. It brings health to your body. It brings strength to your bones. Hallelujah. And so thank God for the promises that are in his word. And I can trust in the Lord. And I trust that the Lord knows more than I do. But why do some people choose their ways over God? they must think they're wiser than God. I'm not quite sure. I guess every circumstance would be a little different. But hallelujah. We've all come this morning. We may have a different reason for being here. And some may have the prayer, one word prayer, help. Help me, Lord. Amen. You know, circumstances, not only our circumstances can they be large in our life, but we get beat up by our emotions. We get beat up by our feelings. And you know, I could cry myself to sleep tonight because we only have, whatever, 25 people out this morning. Hear me crying all over Oshawa. But I'm not going to bother because, Lord, you're in charge. If you want 126 here, then bring them out. And so I cast that care on the Lord. And I don't want to get beat up by my emotions. And I'm human. And sometimes we go through things. And not sometimes. We're going to go through things every decade in our life because, you know, every decade things change. Now I'm going through old man stuff. Praise God. But it's okay. I love every step of the journey. And let me see. Where am I? I'm getting off course. And if your prayer this morning is help, I got good news because the Lord cares about each one of us. And he cares about those that are in trouble, those that are being overwhelmed. He wants to be here for you. He wants to be here with you. He wants to hold your hand and bring you through and whatever you're going through. And we don't have to go it alone. We don't have to. Amen. We got some, one of the cool sayings we have around here is that we're not victims of our circumstances. We're victims of our choices. And do you know the choices that we're making have a ripple effect on them? Amen. The choices we make not only are affecting us, but they're affecting the people around us. They got a ripple effect. And I was down at Lake Ontario, maybe 15 or 16, 17 years ago, and I was with my three grandsons, and Justin, Jorgen, and John, and Grandma Elizabeth was with us, and the water on Lake Ontario was real smooth that day, and I was teaching the boys how to skip a rock off the water, and some art they hadn't learned yet, but I was raised on Lake Ontario, so that was nothing to me, but on every place a stone came down and kissed the water, it would cause a ripple effect everywhere. Amen. And that's what our lives are doing. And you know, the choices we're making are making a ripple effect all the way to heaven. Amen. And you can see that in our politicians these days, that the choices they're making are making a ripple effect through the nations, actually. And they're affecting us, they're affecting others. And so our choices have a bigger effect in the world than we realize. Amen. And it has the power to affect everything from heaven to hell. And Proverbs tells us that we can trust in God. I'm glad, because when I get in a place where I'm filled with anxiety and stress, and I can trust in God, I can cast that care on Him and make it His responsibility instead of mine. I like that. You can worry about it, Lord. I'm not going to. And because You're in charge, I can't control anything. And not really. And so our choices, though, are having a ripple effect. Now, I want to ask you a question before I go on. The place we're in, the time zone we're in, have we been placed here? Or did we just happen to come along at this time? Amen. And I just want to read one verse in asking that question. It's loaded because we're going to talk about it today. And one verse from Esther chapter 4, verse 14. And it said, "For if you remain completely silent at this time," now this is Mordecai, her cousin, speaking to Esther, "relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place." And because the Jewish nation were about to be annihilated. And yet, who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Who knows if God placed you here at this time? Mordecai didn't know at the time, but when you read the story, you know that Mordecai and Esther were set into this place at this time because there was unforeseen things that were happening to annihilate the Jewish people, and God would use them to bring deliverance. Hallelujah. So what I'm really anxious on in is who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. And as you read the story, you know that God had set them in place, and they were in that period of time, and they were there for God's purposes and for God's plans. Amen. And you know, Esther had the prayer, "Help!" and the Lord didn't fall short, did He? And who knows whether you've come to the kingdom for such a time as this? I'm asking us this day, have we come to the kingdom for this hour that we're in? And are we thrust into circumstances, worldly circumstances, and the places that we're in, and to represent Him at this time? And Esther was, Mordecai was, and I'm shortening this story up. That victory was won. The end. Hallelujah. And because I'm really bringing about just one point, and that is time zones. Have we been set into this place for a reason? God chose you to live today, not in the old covenant. He chose you to live in the new covenant. I kind of like that from me, myself. And so has God chosen our time zone? And, you know, there's some things that are solid. You know, that we can count on in this world. There's two things that are never going to pass away. One is the soul of man, and the other is the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God is solid. Whew, I got something to stand on over here. The Word of God, it's never going to let me down. It's never going to lie to me. It's something that's going to accomplish everything God says it will. And that's what Isaiah 55:11 says. We'll read it. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the things for which I send it. Hallelujah. We've got something that's solid. Hallelujah. Everything around us is like sinking sand and shifting sands. And there's not a lot that you can totally rely on these days. But the Word of God, we can. And we know there's men in the Old Covenant, Moses and was one of them. Abraham was one of them. Men in the New Testament and women too. The apostles, Peter, Paul, they all trusted in the Word of God. They had something solid to stand on. And by standing on the Word of God, they... What's the word I'm looking for? I need a drink, I think, first. I'm drying up. Wouldn't want that to happen. They activated the Word of God. They activated the Word of God by obeying it, by stepping out on it. And that's how we activate the promises of God. And that when you begin to drink in the power that's in the Word of God, you become addicted to that stuff, you know. It's highly addictive. Watch out. And but you can trust in God's word, and it's filled with life. And